Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for first pitch between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. It's time for today's pregame interview. I am Javik Blake, and we are joined by a very special guest, the winningest manager in franchise history and the roving infield instructor for the Milwaukee Brewers. It's Mike Guerrero. Mikey, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, David. Thank you for having me. Appreciate
you. We appreciate you. It's always great seeing you. What's it like being back in that Shuckers clubhouse?
Well, you know, it's familiar faces and, you know, always like to visit places that I have great experience at it.
A lot of great memories here at this field, a lot of great memories with the Shuckers as well. What's it like catching up with the coaching staff? You're very good friends with manager Joe Arold, a couple guys in the coaching staff we were here last year, and J.J. Reimer, who was with you 2 years ago.
Yeah, you know, Joe and I go to way back, and we know each other for a long time. We manage against each other in the Florida State League. So we know each other well, and, you know, our friendship has grown a lot from throughout the years, and, you know, really enjoy our friendship. You know, have some of the guys in the staff, Will and Paul and JJ and Larson and all those guys, and Andrew and Grant and you know, all these staff is actually familiar faces, and I enjoyed, you know, being around them.
What's it like catching up with manager Joe Arold? Because like you said, you two managed against each other. He's been the manager of the high A club for most of your tenure as a double A manager. Now you guys are both hanging out in the clubhouse together.
Yeah, well, Joe is really entertaining. I will say it. I will put it that way, that, you know, We always, you know, and so do I. You know, we like to have fun, and we like to keep it loose, and, you know, but when we need to get stuff done, we get it done. You know, it's the same way that baseball been forever, and, you know, you add a little things here and there, and, you know, it's fun. You know, I like to mention that also I have with you know, familiar faces with Peña is one of the our infield coach and third base coach. You know, he's done a pretty good job, and, you know him for a while. He was a player with the Brewers, and now he's a coach, and, you know, since been doing pretty good.
Moving into a new role this offseason as the roving infield instructor, how much are you enjoying getting to visit all the affiliates and work with all the different infielders throughout this system when there is a lot of talent across the board?
Well, it's you know, the good thing is that, you know, when you go and you visit different level, when you come back, you actually can notice a difference and adjustment they have been doing throughout the years, trying to clean up their game, and the guys that being able to make adjustments, and also guys that has grown up through the year. In a month, you can see the difference in a player when you go from affiliate to affiliate, and hopefully the changes that you see are for the good of the player. You know, baseball in reality hasn't changed. We as organization and everybody in terms, you know, think that baseball has changed. There is not. You know, we just have a lot of measurements, a lot of numbers, and, you know, we worry about the numbers. Players need to learn how to play the game the right way and be fundamentally sound and do the little things and let your ability speak, and we worry about the numbers. That's basically how I see it.
Talking about learning the fundamentals, Mike Bovey has moved over to first base for this season, something that you saw in spring training firsthand, now working a bit with him today. It's the second straight year that somebody that you've been around has been learning first base. Last year, Tyler Black. This year, Mike Bovey. How much have you enjoyed getting to work a little bit with Mike as he transitions over to first base as well as playing third?
Well, you know, it's always really good when, you know, when players are learning all the position, they're actually expanding their horizon. You know, they're going to get the opportunity to, you know, to be the ability to play different position gives you a bigger opportunity in the bigger picture looking at the future. Now, the skipper hand is not so tied up in terms of making decisions during a ball game. because you're able to move from first to third or from third to second and all that. So now he learns now how to play. He knows how to play three position. That gives you an opportunity to make better decisions and be successful at the end.
When talking about that positional versatility, you and I have talked about this going back to the beginning of last year, the ability to play multiple different positions, playing some infield, playing some outfield. Xavier Warren is a guy who's done that this year. Wes Clark, going back to last year, was a guy who did it as well. How exciting is it for you to get to work with those type of guys who do have the ability to play just about everywhere?
Well, you know, I think it's exciting when you see the progress on the player on a daily basis, and you can measure, you know, now I see it for six games, and then when I come back, I can see the difference. I can see the improvement, and I can see if they have regressed. Then we'll try to, you know, on a weekly conversation with the infield coaches, like I will talk to Peña, and then when I watch the ball games, if I'm at home or if I'm at in any other affiliates, we tend to watch the other ball games, you know, and we can talk about different plays. He made an error here, or he made a really good play, and try to see any difference or how is he pre-pitch work, and how is his first step, how he's moving lateral, how he's moving forward, back and forwards, and all that. Anything that we can add up and or subtract, eliminate extra movement, and we tend to look at all those little things so we can make improvement to the player.
Your golf game's always been a big topic of conversation. You and manager Joe Raderholt, I've heard, are scramble partners, and I hear you got well below par today. How's the golf game been going?
Well, the golf game is okay. You know, I know we go out there, and you know, we have fun. We had actually we should par today.
There we go.
We should par, and we, you know, we couldn't have a one under if I don't miss a putt that I should make. But you know, is you know, shooting even you know, it's a beautiful day. we had a good cloudy day that we enjoyed it. We played. We played under 3 hours and 40 minutes, so it made it really nice. And, you know, we got to catch up a lot of baseball things and about a lot of baseball talk and, you know, things that we like to know about players and stuff like that. And it's not always golf when we go out there. You know, there's always a baseball talk or a baseball thing that comes up, and we like to know what each other think about, and you know, and we can go from there. We build up from those things, but we love to go out there and just, there's nothing better than shoot the breeze on a golf course.
Always great catching up with you, Mikey. Thanks so much. Great seeing you as always.
Nice to be able to talk to you, and you know, and catch up and talk about baseball, and you know, thank you for having me every time you have a chance, and you know, hopefully it's this continue, and you know, love to be a Chucker.
There we go, Mikey. Appreciate the time. This has been today's pregame interview. Chucker's Biscuits coming up next.